Welcome to the Daktronics Experience Podcast. Today we're joined by Angie Wilson, Daktronics Professional Services Manager. She's going to talk to us about show control and all the updates we've been doing to it. There's been probably 20 different features we've updated over the past year, and she's going to dive into that today. Today we're here with Angie Wilson to talk about control systems, and I'd say we're always constantly trying to improve our control systems and add updates and make the experience better for our customers. She mentioned maybe in the past year we've had 20 notable upgrades and improvements to the control software, and we're going to talk about a few of those today. So Angie, welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, with our increased velocity within engineering, we've seen a significant increase in the amount of new features that we've added to our control systems, really releasing new software every 6 weeks. Most recently, we've released version 2.13 of Show Control, which includes some really exciting features that I did want to highlight. Ultimately, our focus is really helping our customers create better shows, better workflows, and better integrations. And those are kind of the categories I'm going to talk about when I talk about some of these features. So most recently, with 2.13, we have released data effects. So really, as the arena and stadium venues continue to compete with TV broadcasts, the quality of the shows that we're producing need to really rival what fans are seeing on TV. Now, they're seeing scores roll and flip and flash every day on those TV broadcasts. And so with data effects, we're basically replicating that functionality as a standard feature within our software for use on any display that we're outputting to. So if you have one of our control systems outputting to a TV, outputting to a fascia display, outputting to a main video, outputting to a table on the side of a basketball court, any of those, we would be able to utilize that data effects feature.
That was going to be one of my questions. I was wondering if it was just the main video or it could be effects on any display that's in the arena.
Anything that we can output to. It doesn't even have to be one of our LED displays.
So anything that's connected to our show control system, any LED, LCD type display that people might be seeing.
Any display that could receive an output from our system, absolutely.
Gotcha.
So really the best part about this new feature is that it's really simple to implement. So customers who have had our equipment and who are using our data on any of these displays currently simply need to update their software, open their existing content, and then just add in the data effects. We've created a ton of great knowledge and posted it out there for our customers on how to implement this solution, whether it be in our KB, our blog, our YouTube channels. It's really everywhere. And scheduling the update to the software is really simple too. So we have a link where you can just go and register to sign up for a time that kind of best meets their needs. And we'll get their software updated, and they can have this functionality for free. So it's really just a standard piece of our software moving forward. And then customers can have that functionality that they see on TV, have, you know, a score flash yellow or flash red or whatever color you want to choose.
You said they can change the color behind data as it, or it can flip data. What else can it do?
Yep, all really kind of what we would expect to be the standard transitions that you would see in any type of show. So there's a roll, there's a flip, there's a scroll. You can add a flashing effect. You can change the color. All of those options would be possible with this new data effect.
So it's kind of like if we're watching a basketball game on TV and every time they make a basket, the score kind of rolls up. It enlarges slightly and then rolls up and shows that the score changed at the bottom of the screen. And I'm used to seeing that on my TV at home. They're incorporating that with this feature into the stadium, really. So now we're bringing that at-home experience to the video displays and right in front of all the fans.
That's the goal, is to really help our customers compete with what their fans are seeing on TV.
And so it can be, I'm thinking about the scores that, you know, during a game, home versus away. Obviously, when those change, the animate like you see on TV. Is there any other areas? Does it also involve the game clock, out-of-town scores? Like, how far does it go besides maybe just the home and away scores?
Yeah, that's a great question. Actually, it's any data that is filtering through the Daktronics system. So it doesn't have to just be game in progress information. It can be a clock or a score or typical game in progress information, but it can also be any other data that's filtering through our system. You know, we're talking about fantasy scores, out-of-town scores,
Wow.
even data that's coming in from third parties like 50-50 raffles and things like that. So really anything that's coming into our system and that we're utilizing out on our displays, we can apply these data effects to.
So you mentioned fantasy stats, and I'm a big fantasy football player. I kind of like that as a side thing to do. So if I'm in a stadium and they've got a display completely dedicated to fantasy scores, as that stuff comes through, it can do these data effects on the stats that come through for that specific player. If they're showing like the top running backs and he just scores a touchdown in a different stadium across the United States somewhere, they can show that roll up and show his points increase right on the display as it happens?
As long as the data is updating live to us, the data will flash when it updates. So, yeah, absolutely.
That's one of those things that's probably to help gain attention towards the data on the display, too. I know whenever you see that happen, it really draws your eye towards it. So it's not just a straight-up flash different number. When you start to right. see the animations, then you pay attention to that area probably a little bit more.
Yeah, I think it's both, right? It's definitely drawing attention to that area, but it's also just aesthetically pleasing too, you know, for the fans and the customers mm-hmm. rather than just having a sharp change in numbers. You know, it's going to fade or it's going to scroll, it's going to flip. And when I talk about the scroll and the flip and some of those types of things, all of the directions of those are customizable as well. Obviously, you can go up, down, left, right, and that's all customizable within the software as well.
Yeah, and we'll make sure and get a content reel of this, and we'll put a link to it in the show notes from today so that those of you listening will be able to kind of see visually what we're talking about as well.
You bet. There's a great video out there on YouTube that would be very helpful for that purpose.
All right, so that kind of covers data effects. You said there was quite a few other features. Is there any others that you wanted to hit on right away?
Yeah, so within 2.13, there's also a couple of really nice features that we've added to address some of the workflows and better workflows. So one is zone visibility, and really this is a really powerful tool for a lot of our legacy customers that are coming to us or that have been with us a long time and have maybe gotten used to doing things a certain way in older versions of our software. But zone visibility essentially allows us to show and hide any type of zone on our output. And it's a little tricky to understand why we might want to do that, but if I have content that's covering up maybe my playlist of ads or content that needs to happen underneath my playlist of ads, I don't want to have to restart my ad loop and you know, lose my place or certain sponsors at the top of the ad loop to get more time on the display. So I might want to just kind of hide it. I don't want to see it right now. I want to see something else in that space. But I don't want to lose my place within that particular ad loop. And so I can show and hide that kind of section of the output and that content. And so that's a really nice feature that has recently been added. And that's a direct result of customer feedback. I think that was a feature request that came in through our professional services field teams that our customers, a few of our customers had asked for. And, you know, within a few months of submitting that request, we've seen that output from engineering, and it's really exciting.
Yeah, that's a good thing to elaborate on. You know, we get these requests that come in, it's from the professional services group, Dytronics employees that are on site with customers getting a lot of this feedback. It's not just things that are kind of dreamt up back here at corporate that we're kind of implementing. It's all based off of experiences and discussions with customers.
Real world scenarios. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have teams, professional services teams that are out on site training customers, helping configure their systems, you know, going out and doing assessments and preseason checks and things like that. And so we have all kinds of feature requests that come in through those teams. And that's really where the majority of, you know, the direction of some of that development comes from is those people who are out in the field, you know, working with our customers every day to try to create that better show.
Cool. All right. So we talked about data effects. We got some zone visibility. Are there any other main features that have come up lately that you'd like to highlight?
Yeah, we've actually done a lot of work with audio as we continue to try to push the limits of our control systems. Really added a lot of features within the user interface for our audio features, normalizing audio. We've added sound indicators within buttons, the ability to associate different audio clips to different video clips within a playlist. Just really a ton of audio updates within the system that really allow our users more flexibility. Especially in the past, maybe just looking at, you know, our system as outputting some type of signal, not really focusing on audio, but we've really added a lot of audio features recently. And then the other stuff that I want to talk about is really, we have added some additional functionality to our trigger widget, which we've had for quite a while now, but focused on different types of protocols. So we have essentially opened it up to PBUS protocols, allowing us to interface with other companies and the protocols that they use with their equipment.
So when you're talking about these, we're talking a full audio visual system here and creating a full show. It's not just the video. You mentioned a whole bunch of audio updates. We're trying to focus on the entire experience for your fans, the whole thing that they're getting.
Yeah, and really just making our equipment more versatile in that control room. Now you can do more with just that one person sitting and operating that show control machine than you've ever been able to do in the past.
That sounds like it improves workflow for the customers and the operators in the booth. Is that kind of another goal?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we understand that our customers have a lot of different types of events, right? Everyone gets really focused on the primary events at a facility, right? If you're in a football stadium, your primary events are football, but what about all those secondary and tertiary events that are happening at that stadium, movie nights or soccer games or track meets and things like that, and where you might not have the ability or capacity to staff the same as you would for your primary event? So how can you, you know, execute a great show for those events, you know, with one person sitting at one machine?
That's what I was thinking about, was the scalability of it. Sometimes in a control room, you'll have multiple people in there, all specialized, but especially, I mean, on college campuses too, you have graduation ceremonies, all these different things. Recruits show up for a recruiting visit where all of a sudden one person has to be able to do it all. And so like to be able to have kind of all that control right at their fingertips would really help.
So yeah, how many people do you usually have in a control room for those bigger events, and how can you pare it down for those tertiary events, as you mentioned?
It really depends on how big that primary event is, right? How large that primary event is at that stadium's capacity and the other equipment in that control room. But I mean, you're really talking about going from, you know, on the biggest of big days, you know, in the 20, 30, 40 people staffing in those rooms,
wow,
down to, you know, a single person, you know, if you've got, I'm trying to think of like a, in some stadiums and arenas, they bring in like Monster Jam and things like that.
Yeah.
In those situations, you know, you're probably not crewing 20 people. You're trying to crew, you know, just a couple at most. And so really looking at that flexibility and scalability, and I think these audio features are what really add some value to our control system there. They're allowing us to be able to do even more in those smaller event situations.
So you've got the same kind of quality of production no matter what event is happening. You're really not going to notice if you're in the stands if there's five people in the control room or if there's maybe 20 people. It's scalable to make sure that you're getting the same quality regardless of the event size.
Yeah, and it also helps us really for our customer base, because you know, now we're talking about being scalable, whether you're a high school with this system or you're a professional level facility as well. You know, obviously those types of, there's a big gap in budgets and a big gap in staffing and capacity, right, between a high
yep.
school and a professional facility. And we're scalable with our system. And the nice thing is that whether you have, you know, you're at that high school level or you're at that professional level, all of these features are available. You know, as long as your system is able to be able to the most recent version of software, you can have all of these features for free.
Yeah, that was my question too. Is it as long
yeah.
as they have our show control system, regardless, like you said, high school, small college, big college, professional sports, they're going to have access to everything you've talked about today.
Correct.
Okay, yeah, that's a good recap of everything that we've got with our show control system and quite a few of the updates that we've been working on to help our customers. So thank you, Angie, for joining us today.
Thank you, guys.